From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, political questions about the timing of a new book criticizing the president's actions before 9/11. But first, in Washington today, hearings into the 9/11 attacks continue, this by the government panel convened to investigate. Here's a panel member and former Nebraska Senator Bob Kerry questioning the director of the CIA, George Tenet.
It seems to me, given the level of concern about a possible domestic attack, that we should have swept that information up to try to find out if there was anything out there that indicated an attack was going to occur in the United States. I guess there's no question here. It's just a declaratory.
I've always learned how to listen to you, Senator.
I don't get it, George. I mean, I don't understand why it wasn't done.
NPR's Allison Aubrey is covering these hearings on the second day. She joins us now. Allison, the 9/11 Commission said today that the CIA efforts to stop Osama bin Laden before the attacks, that these efforts were held up or hampered by confusion over whether the agency had been given authority to go after Osama bin Laden. Did the members raise this with Director Tenet?
Yes, absolutely. Tenet did speak directly to this question. Tenet defended his relationship with particularly the Clinton administration, saying that it's not so much that he lacked authority to go after bin Laden as it was an issue of lacking good data. The principal focus, he said, was to get inside bin Laden's sanctuary and get greater access. But he said it was hard to know if once they targeted him, if bin Laden would stay in the same place for 4 to 6 hours, which is how long it would have taken to carry out an attack. And in the end, Tenet said, it doesn't seem to have mattered that Osama bin Laden was not captured before 9/11. Here's what he had to say to the 9/11 Commission members this morning.
This plot was well on its way. Mm-hmm. Decapitating one person, even bin Laden in this context, I do not believe would have stopped this plot.
Allison, the commission also asked Mr. Tenet how it was that his agency had not kind of caught on to the 9/11 plot before the actual attacks occurred. What did he have to say in response to that?
Well, on this question, members of the commission were tough. Former Senator Bob Kerry of Nebraska, who we heard from early at the beginning of this piece, really said he didn't understand why new strategies were not put in place to deal with the threat from Osama bin Laden. He said, going back to 1998, Osama bin Laden held a press conference, in his words, to announce his plans to declare war on the United States. Tenet did not respond directly to Kerry, but generally he said on a couple of different occasions throughout his testimony that his agency had begun to take the threat seriously, but he said in the summer of 2001, intelligence seemed to point towards an attack outside the homeland, meaning perhaps against U.S. interests in the Middle East. And when it came to explaining why the CIA didn't catch on to plots against New York and Washington, he basically acknowledged that his agency made mistakes. Here he is again speaking to the commission members this morning.
We didn't steal the secret that told us what the plot was. We didn't recruit the right people or technically collect the data, notwithstanding enormous effort to do so. Macro issue. Second issue. We didn't integrate all the data we had properly, and probably we had a lot of data that we didn't know about that if everybody had known about, maybe we would have had a chance. I can't predict to you one way or another.
He used as an example of things that didn't go well that there was a real lack of communication among intelligence agencies. He says there was a wall between the criminal and intelligence agencies. So as he says, we couldn't talk to them and they couldn't talk to us.
What else is coming today, Allison?
Well, appearing this afternoon is Richard Clark, the former counterterrorism advisor to both the Clinton and Bush administrations. He, of course, has made a splash early this week with revelations contained in his new book. He basically maintains that President Bush ignored the al-Qaeda threat until the day of the attacks on September 11th, 2001.
NPR's Allison Aubrey from Washington. Thank you, Allison.
Thanks, Alex.